Hall, Elkhart, Indiana, May 16, 1904. Dear Sister Hall, here we are in a hotel. I suppose Clarence told you that our train started at 7:30 from Washington instead of 6:30. We reached Milford Junction just 5 minutes too late to catch the train for Berrien Center. We had to wait at Milford Junction for 5 hours. The tobacco smoke in the station was very annoying to me, and Willie found a lady living about 5 minutes' walk from the station who said that I might stay in her house while I waited. This lady, Mrs. Munce, lives by herself, and she made Sarah and Maggie and me feel very much at home in her sitting room, which has, among other furniture, several old-fashioned rocking chairs. Mrs. Munce is an elderly lady and is a Dunkard, or a German Baptist. She is a very pleasant woman and seemed to enjoy talking with us. She says that she respects all Christians. I spoke about the work we are trying to do, and her face brightened as I told her something of our efforts to do missionary work. She told me that were her husband living, he would enjoy talking with me, for he was a very religious man and a great reader. I told her that I was a writer of books and employed several helpers, and she was much interested. While we were talking, a young woman with a child in her arms came in, and we soon found out that she was a Seventh-day Adventist. She was much interested in what I told them about our work in Washington and other places. She is the wife of the night operator at Milford Junction and the only Sabbath keeper in the place, I think. Another neighbor came in during the evening and in the course of the conversation asked me if I would explain to her about the Sabbath. I began by reading a text in the first of Genesis. Then I read the fourth commandment. When I had read this, they said, "Yes, but Sunday is the seventh day." I explained to them that Sunday is the first day, and that the day called Saturday by the world is the seventh day. Then I read the last 6 verses of the 31st chapter of Exodus, where the Sabbath is clearly specified as the sign between God and his people. I had not time to say much, but what I read was sufficient, I hope, to lead them to search the scriptures for themselves. I told them that Christ kept the Sabbath, and that the women rested on the seventh day, according to the commandment, and on the first day of the week brought spices and ointment to his sepulchre. Luke 23, verse 56, 24, 1. I read several other texts, and Mrs. Munce wrote down all the references as I gave them. Before we parted, we had a season of prayer together, and they seemed to appreciate this greatly. At 9:30, we went over to the station, the 3 women accompanying us. The night was dark and foggy, and Mrs. Munce brought her lantern to light us over. I introduced her to Elder Daniels and Professor Prescott. As she kissed me goodbye, she said, "If you ever come this way again, you must call on me. I shall be so glad to see you." This was our experience at Milford Junction. We think that perhaps our delay was in the providence of God. It may be the means of arousing an interest in the truth. We need workers in every place, and we need, oh so much, the deep moving of the Spirit of God. May the Lord help us to teach our people in every place how to work for him, is my prayer. We waited in the station at Milford Junction till nearly 11 o'clock. 30 minutes' ride on the train brought us to this place. We came directly to a hotel, and by about 12 o'clock we were all in bed. It was some time before I could get to sleep, and I woke at about 3:30. Berrien Springs, Tuesday morning. It is 11 o'clock, and we have just reached here. We found no one to meet us at Berrien Center, so we came out in 2 hacks. We are living in Brother Megan's house, and we are very comfortable.